Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Luke, chapters 8, verses 22 to 25.
今日读经经文来自路加福音第八章二十二到二十五节。
We will first read this in unison, first in English and then in Chinese.
我们首先会英文一起读，然后再用广东话一起读。
Luke chapter 8, verse 22. One day he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they set out. And as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger. And they went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid, and they marveled, saying to one another, "Who then is that he commands even winds and waters, and they obey him?"
路加福音第八章二十二到二十五节。有一天，耶稣和门徒上了船，对门徒说：我们可以渡到湖那边去。他们就开了船。正行的时候，耶稣睡着了。湖上忽然起了暴风，船将满了水，甚是危险。门徒来叫醒了他，说：夫子，夫子，我们丧命了。耶稣醒了，斥责那狂大风浪，风浪就止住，平静了。耶稣对他们说：你们的信心在哪里呢？他们又惧怕又稀奇，彼此说：这到底是谁？他吩咐风和水，连风和水也听从他了。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Flowers fade, the grass withers, but the word of God lasts forever.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
Today we have the great pleasure of having Reverend Jagar Chinavan join us to bring God's word.
我们今天很开心有钱崇恩牧师带神的话语到我们当中。
A little bit about him is he was born and raised in Singapore.
然后钱牧师在新加坡出生同埋成长。
He was converted out of Hinduism.
佢由印度教变成基督教。
And as a little boy, he feared death and experienced hopelessness in life.
从小佢细路仔嘅时候咧，佢就好怕会死亡嘅事情。佢对于呢个生存系冇希望嘅。
The Lord by His grace granted him faith in Christ, salvation and hope of eternal life.
主俾佢信心，佢有一个信心可以有一个永恒嘅生命。
He graduated with a degree in electrical and electronic engineering in the U.S.
喺美国佢得一个电机工程嘅毕业。
And worked as an engineer in several companies such as Western Digital and STM Microelectronics in Singapore.
喺美国喺唔同公司做工程师。
He is married to Jemima.
他跟他太太 Jemima 结婚。
A pastor's daughter for 30 years, and both have a daughter named Sheena.
Jemima 是一个牧师的女，然后他们结婚30周年，他们都有一个女叫做 Sheena。
He received his MDiv from Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary.
他在 Greenville Presbyterian Seminary 得到那个神学位 Master 的硕士的神学位。
And his THM from Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary.
佢系喺嗰个Puritan Reformed Seminary 嘅系教。
He was ordained in the PCA denomination and has labored in a church plant for the last 12 years in Herndon, Virginia.
喺长老会被按立喺过去十年中喺维珍尼亚系讲道。
And now he is seeking a call to serve God in a particular church.Possibly in California.
佢而家係求神帶領尋找佢一個機會係教導。
So we welcome Reverend Jagar Chinavan, and the title of his message is "Do Not Fear."
我哋歡迎錢崇恩牧師，佢嘅 题目是不要害怕。
By nature, in times of troubles or trials, we tend to turn to ourselves or other people or things. Rarely we turn to God immediately for help.
在本质上，当人遇上去困难、遇上挑战的时候，我们很少会去找神，反之我们找自己或者找其他人去帮助。
Why is that so?
为什么是这样呢？
Is it because we are prone to forget God and His power?
是不是因为我们本质很容易就忘记了神和他的能力呢？
In times of trials, uncertainty, hopelessness, what should we do?
在试炼的时候，在不稳定或者是没盼望的时候，我们应该怎么做呢？
And so let us examine this passage before us.
所以让我们在今天去考察我刚才提到的经文。
Well, we may not be able to examine every aspect of the text today.
可能我们今天未能够每一节每一节细细地去看。
However, I would like to highlight a few things to you.
但是我想提出有几点很重要的给你看到。
And so the title of the sermon today is, Do Not Fear.
今天讲到的题目就是不要害怕。
And so we come to the first heading, which is assurance. Assurance.
我们第一个题目就是说要确据，是确据。
The author of the Gospel of Luke narrates that one day Jesus entered the boat with his disciples.
路加描述这个事情就是有一天耶稣和他的门徒就上了这艘船。
And we need to pay attention to Christ's words in verse 22.
你要留意耶稣基督在22节所讲的说话。
So look at verse 22.
第22节。
Jesus said to his disciples, Let us go across to the other side of the lake.
耶稣对他的门徒说，我们可以渡到湖那边去。
In verse 22, we can note,Christ's command and his assurance to his disciples.
第22节我们看到耶稣基督对他的门徒的一个命令和一个肯定。
Notice that Christ commanded his disciples to go with him to the other side of the lake.
留意耶稣是命令的门徒和他一起去到湖的另一边。
So do you notice the promise of certainty by Christ?To reach the other side of the lake.
你有没有看到耶稣基督给他们那里的肯定，就说他们可以去到湖的另一边。
Now, if an ordinary person says this, then it is questionable.
如果一个普通人去讲这样的话的时候，我们会带着一个问号。
We may reach or we may not reach the other side of the lake.
我们可能去到或者可能去不到湖的另一边。
But when Christ promises,Something, it will certainly happen.
但当耶稣基督去应许一啲嘢嘅时候咧，好肯定呢样嘢系会发生。
Thus Christ promised with certainty and said to his disciples, "Let us cross over to the other side of the lake."
耶稣可以好肯定同佢哋嘅门徒去讲话，我哋可以渡到湖嘅另一边。
In other words, no matter what happens, they would certainly reach the other side.Of the lake,
換句話說，無論發生什麼事，他們都可以安全地去到湖的另一邊。
My brothers and sisters in Christ, with Christ, there is safety.
主內的弟兄姊妹，在耶穌基督裡面，我們有安全。
In fact, in his command, Christ assured his disciples safe arrival on the other side of the lake.
事实上在他的命令里面，耶稣给他们一个确据，说他们可以安全地去到湖的另一边。
So from verse 22, we can know that God is in control of all things.
22節我哋睇到神係掌管住一切嘅事情。
And God gives us His assurance in His word and promises.
神喺佢嘅话语同埋应许里边俾我嘅确据。
We can trust God's word and His promises.
我哋可以相信神嘅话语同埋佢嘅应许。
So let us obey His commandments.
让我哋去顺服佢嘅命令。
With Christ, we can be safe.
喺基督里边，我哋可以有平安。
Surely He will bring us safely to heaven.
佢一定会将我哋安全嘅带到去天国。
You know, there are many favorite verses that I have, but one of them is this, Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
咁我有好多節嘅經文我好鍾意，但係其中一節就係羅馬書八章嘅二十八節。
And that verse says, and we know that God, let me quote from the Bible itself, I might misquote.
我让我在圣经里面去一字一字的讲出来。
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose.
罗马书八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
What does this word, verse teach us?
这个经文教导我们什么呢？
It teaches us that no matter good or bad that happens in your life, all these are according to God's plan.
这个经文教我们无论在生命里面有好的不好的事去发生，这些都是根据神的旨意。
Everything that happens in your life is according to God's purpose.
所有事在你生命发生的都是根据神的旨意。
In that case, we should not fear.
即是说我们不需要去害怕。
We just need to hold on to God's promise and live in this life.
我们只要去捉紧神的应许去过每一天。
And God brings us from one stage in our life to another stage until we reach heaven.
神将我们由生命的这一点去带到另一点，直到去上到天家。
So just from this verse, verse 22, let us remember God's assurance.
22節剛才讀的記得是神的確據。
Now we come to the second heading, faith.
第二點信心。
Which is found in verses 23 through
25. 在23至25節。
Jesus and his disciples set sail with their boat on the Sea of Galilee.
他們在這個加利利的湖上，在船上走。
Now, what do we know about the Sea of Galilee?
咁你知唔知道加利利湖系点样嘅湖咧？
The Sea of Galilee is known for its sudden and severe storms.
咁咧，佢好出名嘅就系话咧，佢可随时有突然嘅大风浪可以出现。
The Sea of Galilee is 15 miles long and 8 miles wide, and it is situated 700 feet below sea level.
咁呢个加利利海咧就系、是、长是15里，阔是8里，但是它在海拔的700米以下。
And because of the mountains surrounding the large lake, somehow the cold air from the heights generates storm.
因为它周围的山，所以在上面的冷空气突然就可以去使到这个湖有大风浪发生。
And storms could happen anytime unexpectedly.
咁呢個風暴咧，可以喺隨時任何時間都發生。
Now, according to verse 23, the disciples encountered severe storm unexpectedly.
咁喺二十三節記載到咧，呢啲門徒遇上一個突然間一個大風浪、大暴風。
The wind was strong and the waves were high.
咁呢個風係好強，呢個浪咧亦都好高。
The waves could have been as high as 20 feet, that means 6 meters high.
咁浪咧可以有二十尺高，即系大概六米。
The boat was tossed up and down.
咁呢个船咧被抛嚟抛去。
It was being filled with water.
那水咧都入晒只船嗰度。
And imagine the situation was chaotic.
你想象一下，那个情况是很混乱的。
And there was confusion.
也都好，他们都很迷茫。
Naturally, the disciples were afraid of the storm and the raging water.
很自然的，这些门徒呢都很害怕这个风暴、风浪。
And let us remember this. At least four of the disciples were formerly experienced fishermen.
我记得呢，这些门徒里面其中最少有四个人呢，他们的他们本身的工作是渔夫来的。
People like Peter, Andrew, James, and John.
好像彼得、安德烈、雅各和约翰。
And they would have experienced severe storms in the Sea of Galilee during their fishing trips in the past.
因为过往他们打鱼的时候很想当然的就都经历过加利利海这些风浪。
Yet, here,Notice that the disciples were afraid, including Peter, Andrew, James, and John.
但很明显的，这些门徒呢，在这一次里面都很害怕，包括了彼得、安德烈、雅各和约翰。
The disciples were greatly distressed
这些门徒,
and were desperate for help.
这些门徒呢，都很害怕，很惊恐，他们需要帮助。
And so they came to Jesus, and they found him sleeping.
他们来到去找耶稣了，耶稣做什么呢？睡着觉。
They woke him up.
他们叫醒他了。
They pleaded with Jesus.
他们恳求耶稣。
But then, hear their words of desperation for help.
我们看看他们怎样去急切的需要帮助。
Look at verse 24. Master, Master, we are perishing. We are dying.
24节他说夫子夫子我们丧命了。
But if you look at Matthew chapter 8 verse 25, there it is written, they said, save us, Lord, we are perishing, save us, we are perishing.
同样在马太福音的8章25节记载这件事情的时候，他们说主啊我救我们丧命了。
But then in the gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 4 verse 38, the disciples said, teacher,Do you not care that we are perishing?
而在马可福音第四章三十八节，他们说：夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？
They accused Jesus of being uncaring towards them.
他们指控耶稣，他对他们是漠不关心。
But how did Jesus respond to their pleading?
但耶稣对他们的请求有什么回应呢？
What did Jesus do?
耶稣做了什么？
He woke up from his sleep and he rebuked the wind and the sea. He said, Peace, be still.
耶稣醒了去斥责这个风浪，他说住了吧，静了吧。
Jesus commanded the wind and the raging sea to calm down.
耶稣去命令这些风浪去平静下来。
And immediately the wind and the sea obeyed the words of Christ.
而即刻呢啲风浪咧，都去顺服，去听耶稣所讲嘅，去静落嚟。
The wind and the sea became quiet.
风同浪都平静落嚟。
And there was peace.
又有平安。
Only Jesus can do that. Can you do that?
你可唔可以咁做咧？只有耶稣基督先可以咁样做。
But let us focus on the words of Jesus to his disciples.
让我们看一下耶稣基督向他门徒所讲的话。
Jesus asked his disciples lovingly, Where is your faith?
耶稣是一个爱，带着爱心去问他的门徒，说你的信心在哪里呢？
And in the gospel of Matthew chapter 8, 26, Jesus said to them, Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?
在马太福音八章二十六节，耶稣这样问，他说：你们这小信的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？
See, from the words of Jesus, we can realize that the disciples were gripped with fear.
在耶稣基督的说话里面，我们看到这些门徒是被这个恐惧去罩住。
The disciples of Jesus lacked faith.
耶稣的门徒他们没有信心。
I want you to notice the relationship between fear and faith.
我想你留意这个恐惧和信心的关系。
Fear is the result or consequence of lack of faith.
恐惧是因为缺乏信心的一个结果。
You know, the disciples had been with Jesus for some time and sat under his teaching and preaching.
这些门徒已经跟耶稣基督有一段时间，也都听过他很多的教导。
They should have known that Jesus is the promised Messiah.
他们应该知道耶稣基督就是那个应许的弥赛亚。
And they should have trusted Jesus completely.
他们应该是完全的去相信耶稣。
And they should have remembered the words of Jesus in verse 22.
他们也都应该去记得耶稣基督在22节所说的说话。
Jesus said, let us cross over to the other side of the lake.
耶稣说我们可以渡到湖的那边去。
Jesus assured the disciples that no matter what happens, they would reach the other side of the lake.
耶稣基督向他的门徒去肯定说无论发生什么事情我们都可以去到湖的另一边。
The disciples should not have feared.The storm.
这些门徒不应该去害怕这个风暴风。
Thus the disciples failed to exercise faith in Jesus.
这些门徒并没有在基督耶稣里面去实践这个信心。
Why?
为什么呢?
It seems that the disciples did not have the full understanding of the nature of Christ.
就好像说在这一刻这些门徒仍然未去完全地认识到耶稣基督的本质是什么。
The disciples did not have the full understanding of the identity of Jesus.
他们也都不完全地明白耶稣基督的身份。
So now we come to the third heading.
Identity of Jesus. 耶稣基督的身份。
Which is found in verse 25.
在25节。
Now Luke writes,that the disciples were afraid and they feared they feared before the miracle and even after the miracle.
路加写到话呢啲门徒系好害怕，佢哋害怕系喺呢个神迹发生之前，并且喺神迹发生之后，佢哋都系害怕。
The disciples feared of what had happened.
佢哋好害怕有乜嘢发生咗。
They witnessThe wind and the sea obeyed the voice of Jesus.
他们见证了这个风和浪都听耶稣的说话。
The storm was calm, and it was a supernatural event.
这个风暴平静了下来，这个是一个超自然的事情。
Naturally, anyone would be afraid because in history, no one had commanded the wind and the sea to be quiet.
好自然的，这些人都会很害怕，因为在历史里面没有人可以去平静这个风浪。
And moreover, the disciples were amazed.
再者的就是这些门徒都很惊讶。
And so they exclaimed, in verse found in verse 25, Who then is this, that he commands even winds and water, and they obey him?
所以25节他们都很惊讶惊呼，他说这到底是谁，他吩咐风和水，连风和水也听从他了。
In other words, the disciples asked, Who is this Jesus?
换句话说，这些门徒去问这个耶稣究竟是哪一个呢？
The disciples were puzzled.
门徒都很困惑。
You know, sometimes we are also puzzled.
我们有时候我们都会很困惑。
But we should not be puzzled.
但是我们不应该困惑的。
You and I must know the identity of Jesus.
你和我都要知道耶稣基督的身份。
You and I must know that Jesus is both fully man and fully God.
你和我都要知道耶稣基督是完全的人，也都是完全的神。
The nature of Jesus Christ is beyond our understanding.
耶稣基督的本质是超越我们自己的想象和明白的。
How is it possible that Jesus could be both fully man and fully God?
有没有可能耶稣基督是完全的神，也都是完全的人呢？
First, let us look at the first thing. He is fully man.
首先我们看看他是一个完全的人。
Look at verse 23.
看看23节。
As the disciples sailed, Jesus fell asleep.
船正行的时候，耶稣睡着了。
After a long day of teaching and preaching, Jesus was exhausted and thus he fell asleep.
经过长长一日嘅教导，耶稣基督好攰啦，最后咧，佢瞓着咗。
In other words, Jesus has a body just like you and me.
换句话讲，耶稣基督有一个身体，好似你同我一样。
He was physically tired.
喺身体上佢系好疲倦。
And this clearly proves that Jesus is fully man.
呢个已好清楚证明咗耶稣基督系一个完全嘅人。
Being fully man, he understands every emotion and every weakness in us.
一个完全嘅人，佢完全嘅明白到喺我哋嘅软弱，喺我哋当中嘅
And nobody can complain that Jesus, he cannot understand me.
所以冇人可以埋怨话耶稣都唔明白我。
He is just like you and me.
佢就好似你同我一样。
Even now, as he sits in the heaven beside God the Father, he is in the human body, glorified human body, and that is amazing.
纵使系而家佢坐喺天父嘅右手边，佢系一个完全嘅人，一个肉身，一个好奇妙嘅事情。
On the other hand, Jesus is fully God.
喺另一方面，耶稣基督系完全嘅神。
The wind and the sea obeyed the command of Jesus.
这个风和海都去听命于耶稣基督。
Jesus is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
耶稣是创造宇宙万物的神。
At creation, Jesus said, let there be light, and there was light.
在创世的时候，他说要有光就有光。
Jesus is the ruler of the nature.
耶稣基督是大自然的掌管者。
Jesus indeed showed his power over nature.
耶稣亦都喺呢个大自然里边去彰显咗佢嘅能力。
Thus, from this event, we can know that Jesus is the prophesied Messiah.
正喺呢段嘅经文里边，我哋已经去睇到耶稣基督系嗰个应许嘅弥赛亚。
And that Jesus is the Christ.
耶稣系基督。
The disciples did not get the identity of Jesus right.
你的门徒都不能够正确地明白到耶稣基督的身份。
What about you?
你呢?
The disciples were amazed at Christ's power over nature.
门徒诧异于耶稣在大自然之上的能力。
They recognized the glory and majesty of Christ.
他们看到耶稣的荣耀，耶稣的权能。
But my friends, knowing the identity of Christ is one thing, but trusting Christ in all things is the most necessary thing.
在一件事情上面，知道耶稣基督是哪一个是一件事，但是在所有的事情上面去信靠耶稣基督是另一回事。
We may have all the head knowledge about Christ, but if we do not trust Christ fully, what does the head knowledge can do to you?
我哋可以喺头脑上边去认识耶稣系边一个，认识所有关于耶稣嘅事情。但系如果你唔去信靠耶稣基督嘅时候，呢啲知识对你有咩用呢？
So I want to ask you, will you trust Christ in all things?
我想问下你。你会不会在所有的事情上都信靠耶稣呢？
Well, we examine the text under three headings: assurance, faith, identity of Jesus.
我们刚才提到的，在这段经文里面看到的三点，第一就是确据，第二就是那个信心，第三就是耶稣的身份。
Before we leave this text, I want to share a few things with you.
我们去讲完这段经文的时候，我想有几样东西跟你分享。
Life may have been going smoothly for you, and say, suddenly you're faced with unexpected challenges.
咁你嘅生命可能系好平顺，但系可能突然间你要面对一个大嘅挑战。
By challenges, I mean perhaps changes in your job, or school, or residence, etc.
咁啊，那个挑战可能包括一些转变，比如是工作、学校或者是你居住的地方。
Unexpected challenges can be your trials. Trials such as family problems, sickness, death, loss of job.
另一種的挑戰就是一些的試煉，可能是家庭上的問題，可能是疾病，可能是死亡，可能失去工作。
Or perhaps you are distressed by doubts, uncertainties, anxieties, or hopelessness.
可能你覺得很苦惱，因為一些的懷疑，一些的不肯定，一些的憂慮，甚至乎是絕望。
What must you do?
那你要做些什麼呢？
Number one, you need to run to Christ in prayer.
第一就是說你要去在祈禱裡面去走向基督。
You know when crisis strike us, we don't run to Christ first. We run to something else first in life. Isn't that true?
你知不知道當危機來到的時候，我們很自然的不會第一時間去找耶穌，我們要第一時間去找其他的東西。
So I urge you, run to Christ first in prayer. Plead with Him.
第一件事我們要去走向耶穌基督，去向祂懇求。
The disciples did the right thing by running to Christ, but they did not completely trust Jesus.
啲門徒做一樣嘢係好正確嘅，就係走去揾耶穌，但係佢哋冇信靠耶穌。
Because they did not know Christ's identity and His power.
因為佢哋唔明白耶穌基督嘅身份同埋佢嘅能力。
You know, in the Old Testament, God was angry with the Israelites.
在舊約裏面，神呢對於以色列民呢是很憤怒。
When the Israelites were faced with enemies like the Assyrians, they turned to Egypt for military support.
當以色列人面對亞述軍的時候呢，他們走去埃及去找幫助。
And God told them not to put confidence on horses, chariots, and princes, but only on Him.
但是神跟他们说，不要将他们的信心放在 战车或者马匹或者王子的身上，只是单单的放在神的里面。
So do not run to anyone or anything, but run to Jesus in prayer.
所以你不要去找其他东西，不要找其他人，只是要去找耶稣在 祈祷的里面。
Because Jesus is all powerful, He has power over nature and all things.
因为耶稣是全能的，他在大自然上面有能力，在其他万事上面都是有能力。
Second, obey God's commandment.
第二就是顺服神的诫命。
Remember, God commanded Abraham to leave Haran and go to an unknown land, the land of Canaan, and that you can read in Genesis chapter 12.
他记得神去命令亚伯拉罕离开他的本家，离开哈兰，去到一个不知道哪里的地方。你可以看回创世纪十二章。
The future was uncertain to Abraham.
对于亚伯拉罕来讲，他的前路是不明确的。
But then by faith, Abraham set off to the unknown land with his wife, Sarah, Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions.
但是靠着信心，亚伯拉罕和他的太太撒拉同埋佢嘅侄仔罗德，同埋佢所有嘅家人财产，一齐去离开嗰个地方。
Abraham did not give into uncertainty, doubt, or anxiety.
亚伯拉罕并冇因为呢个不确定怀疑或者系忧虑而去投降。
Abraham obeyed God's commandment faithfully.And trusted in His promise.
亚伯拉罕去顺服神的命令，并且是去相信祂的应许。
Third, do not let doubt, fear, and anxieties to take hold of you.
第三就是说，不要让这个怀疑、恐惧和忧虑去找住你。
There is a relationship between faith and doubt, fear,anxieties and hopelessness.
在信心与这个怀疑、忧虑和绝望当中是一个关系。
Doubt, fear, anxieties and hopelessness are results of weak faith in Jesus.
这个怀疑、恐惧、忧虑或者绝望都是因为在基督里面缺乏信心。
So may Jesus be the object of your faith.
愿耶稣基督是你的信心的一个目的。
Hold Jesus tightly and do not release him.
去紧紧地去捉住耶稣，不要放手。
Another favorite verse of mine is this, which is found in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall make your path straight.
我另一段好喜爱的经文就在这个箴言的三章五至到六节。他说，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Before I close, I want to share something about Charles Wesley.
我在结束之前，我想跟大家分享一下关于这个查理士·卫斯理的故事。
I'm sure everybody knows about Charles and John Wesley.
大家都听过这个查理士和约翰·卫斯理是哪一个？
They were brothers from England.
他们是英格兰的兄弟。
Charles was a hymn writer, and John was a pastor and preacher.
查理士就是写诗歌的，而约翰·卫斯理就是一个牧师、牧者。
They went on a mission trip to Georgia.
他们在去到Georgia有一个宣教的旅程。
After their ministry, they were very disappointed.
咁佢哋做完佢哋嘅事工之后咧，佢哋觉得好失望。
And so they decided to return home to England in the fall of 1736.
咁佢哋决定喺1736年嘅秋天咧，就坐船翻去英国。
As they were sailing home, they encountered a severe storm on the Atlantic.
咁當佢哋坐船翻緊屋企嘅時候咧，佢面對一個好大嘅風浪喺大西洋發生。
What do you think Charles would have done？
咁你諗下查理斯做乜嘢咧
？Charles did not pray for deliverance, but for the faith to trust in God。
查理斯冇為到喺呢個風浪裏邊得到拯救而去祈禱，反之佢祈禱係希望喺神裏邊能夠有信心去信靠神。
Let me pause here and say something. God did not promise to deliver us from all dangers in our life. However, God has promised us in the scriptures that he will not forsake us nor leave us.
神并没有应许过我们在任何的困难里面可以得到释放，但是神应许我们，他不会放弃我们，不会舍弃我们。
Why do I say that?
點解我咁樣講咧？
Remember, John the Baptist and Stephen, they died for their faith.
記得呢個施洗約翰同埋使徒反，佢哋因住佢哋嘅信仰而死亡。
God did not deliver John the Baptist nor Stephen.
神並冇喺佢哋嗰個急難當中拯救到佢哋出嚟。
But if you think of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God saved them from, delivered them from dangers.
但係記得但以理同埋佢嘅朋友，佢哋喺佢哋嘅面對嘅困難裏邊獅子坑或者火窯裏邊去拯救出嚟。
So let us be careful about how we pray, that we pray according to the scriptures.
所以我哋小心，我哋點樣去祈禱？我哋要祈禱要根據聖經教導。
So Charles did not pray for deliverance.But for the faith to trust in God.
所以查理斯并没有去求神去在困难里面拯救出来，反之是求神给他在当中有信心去信靠神。
The sea calmed down and the ship was saved and many people were converted at his testimony.
而这个风浪平静了，他们平安地回到去英国。并且很多人因着他的见证呢，是相信主。
My brothers and sisters in Christ, if you are faced with storms of life, do not fear.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你面对着生命当中的风浪的时候，不要去惧怕。
Like Charles, let us not pray for deliverance, but for the faith to trust in God.
所以好像查理斯一样，叫我们不要去为到得到释放而祈祷，而是为到我们在神里面有信心而祈祷。
Pray for faith to trust in God.
为我们在神里面能够信靠神而祈祷。
May Jesus be your blessed hope for the present and future.
愿耶稣基督是在你现在和将来的盼望。阿们。
Let me pray.
让我们祈祷。
Our gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful text.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢你这么奇妙的经文。
Lord, there are so many things that we can learn from this text.
天父，在这经文里面有很多东西我们可以学习。
Lord, Jesus said to his disciples, why are you afraid? Why do you lack faith? And similarly, we are like the disciples. Lord, we are afraid of many things and we lack faith.
主啊，你话你嘅门徒，你门徒讲，点解你有少嘅信心？其实我哋都好似门徒一样，我哋缺乏信心。
Lord, help us to remember this passage and may we be encouraged in our faith, Lord.
主啊，让我哋去明白呢啲经文，以致我哋得到鼓励喺我哋嘅信心里边增长。
In Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
奉基督嘅名而求，阿门。